Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June 16, 1951, the Advocate newspaper gave Barbadians a full status report of the all-important 1951 sugar crop. Barbadians heard that this 1951 crop was already a very bountiful one, expected to yield approximately 161,400 tons of sugar and 22,900 tons of fancy molasses, easily outstripping the 1950 crop. At the time of the Advocate's article, vacuum pan sugar factories such as Springhall, Warren's, and Searle's had already completed their work, while five of the fancy molasses factories, the Bell, Colleton, Fairview, Fair Program, and Kendall, had wound up grinding operations. Plantations such as Fisher Pond and Upton were in the last stages of reaping. Several reasons were advanced for the long duration of the crop. Unseasonal rains were a major factor, forcing laborers at Turner's Hall to break for 2 weeks because of the soggy cane fields. The plantation had recorded 42.05 inches of rain that year. The crop was also prolonged because of laborers' insistence on ensuring that their canes were cut before the plantation canes. They did so by employing cane cutters at the rates of $2 per day, while persons employed heading canes were paid 5 shillings per day. However, cane cutters who worked on the plantations were paid by the ton. Cane fires also featured in the delay of the crop. These fires, according to some plantation managers, were as a result of lawlessness, where workers smoked cigarettes while working. Some fires were also designed to reduce the workload of the cutters by removing the trash from the canes. Workers described this as letting the red man clean them, red man meaning the fire. For example, the Joes River Estates suffered 8 fires in 3 weeks. Emigration to the USA and the UK also conspired to reduce the strength of the labor force available to the planters, workers opting for overseas jobs where they could obtain higher wages and year-round employment. Planters interviewed by the Advocate also drew attention to workers' attitudes, who were producing less because of their incessant spraying, attending late-night dances, excursions, and picnics. Keen observers noted that they were so worn out on Monday morning that productivity was reduced. The many empty rum bottles in the cane fields were another aspect that the planters disliked. Thus, one planter lamented that in former times, 16 men would easily cut 100 tons per day, but at present, 18 men have difficulty cutting 80 tons per day. While the crop was long and productive, surpassing the 1950 production, the Advocate status report on this day, June 16, 1951, pointed to the early warning signs that the working people were beginning to dislike sugarcane agriculture.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.